This was actually confirmed by one police commissioner that they now require venues or places that are giving venues for CSOs and other churches holding meetings to give their consent letter, which means that they have to write and consent that they've allowed so-and-so to hold a meeting in their venue. This is an administrative requirement. We are not aware of any amendment to POSA to add that as part of the law. So it's just an additional requirement that the police are putting in.
So what are the implications here, Mr. Nguyen?
What will happen now is that it will become very difficult for people who intend to hold meetings, especially CSOs and other alternative political parties outside ZANU-PF to hold meetings, because it means that business premises that are being provided for as venues will find it difficult to then go to the police and really consent that, yes, we've given so-and-so a venue. And also it adds in an additional obstacle. What will happen is that from now onwards, you can afford not to have a meeting because the venue refused to give you consent. That's what it means in legal terms. But in political terms, what it means is that there is an addition of the requirements that are required for you to get a venue. And thus, it will become even more difficult for meetings to be cleared by the police. As you know, the law requires that we notify the police, but administratively, we are given permission, which is a different thing. And again, what it means is that the things that you need to do to get permission are now many. And it's unlikely that business owners who fear intimidation will actually provide consent letters.